Welcome to this edition of In Depth Alaska, where we'll really talk about any subject as long as it's of interest to Alaskans. I'm Tracy Sinclair, and this week our guest is Brooke Merrill. She's the new superintendent at Denali National Park and Preserve. It was a great conversation. Unfortunately, I had a little problem with the recording on my end. Her answers are complete. So what I'd like to do is I'm going to explain what my question was and then play her answer, because I really want you to be able to hear them in full, because it was a great discussion. First, I asked Brooke about how she got started in Alaska.
I joined the National Park Service about 10 years ago. I came to the Alaska region down in Anchorage, which services all Alaska parks, as a transportation planner, and then later ended up running their planning and compliance shop. So did a lot of environmental policy work and worked on a lot of the big projects that the Alaska parks face. About 2 years ago, I joined the Denali team as the deputy superintendent. In the last 9 months, I've been acting superintendent while the prior superintendent had moved on to another park. Denali specifically, I've been here 2 years and I can't really imagine being anywhere else. This is a very special piece of land, and those Alaskans who've been through this area understand that. National Park Service is known as America's best idea, and I couldn't agree more. The fact that our nation has prioritized preserving these special cultural and natural areas is truly amazing. And it's something that I'm very honored to be a part of and very passionate about.
My next question was about transportation inside the park. Down in the lower 48, at many national parks, you can drive through, take your own personal vehicle. Pretty limited access for personal vehicles in Denali National Park and Preserve. So I asked Brooke if she thought this would ever change in Denali.
Oh, great question. So one observation is that we're one of the few parks in Alaska that actually has a road. So we feel like we're urban, being on the road system somewhat in Denali. We were one of the earliest parks in the system to have the foresight to move to a transportation system and away from personal vehicles within sections of the park. You'll see in the lower 48 that a lot of the parks are having to transition to that, and we are actually able to grow into our own planned transportation system. And so we certainly plan on keeping that transportation system. It's a way to accommodate more people in the park while preserving the all-important wilderness character that we have in Denali, which is a great draw to our park.
Last summer, there was a pretty massive landslide near Pretty Rocks. They've gone from repairing that landslide to a mitigation program. And I really wanted to know what happens next with that road through the park.
Yeah, you bet. As you said, there was a major landslide at the Pretty Rocks area on Polychrome Pass, which is about halfway through our 94-mile road into the park. This landslide is something we've been watching for a handful of years. It's been speeding up since about 2016, about doubling in rate each year. And last year, it outran us. It was moving faster than we could repair the road at that site. And so in August of last year, we started turning around traffic. Prior to that, and we went ahead and let that landslide move naturally, and the road became impassable in a matter of days. So this year we are turning around at about mile 43, and we are working with our partners at Federal Highways to get a bridge constructed across this landslide that is slated to complete in 2025. So we've got two more years of turning our bus system around at mile 43 at the East Fork River. People this year are enjoying themselves. We find that it's going pretty well. We've got a temporary turnaround with interpretive presence, and it's a beautiful spot to turn around on your trip. And so far we're finding that it's going okay. We're excited to get this project complete and restore access to the Wonder Lake area and also to Kantishna, where we have a number of inholders who right now can only access their land via airplane.
As the new superintendent of Denali National Park and Preserve, my next question for Brooke Merrill was, what plans do you have for the park?
We've inherited some very strong management plans, and we're at the age in these plans where we just need to make sure that we are tracking the right things and managing for the right conditions. One of the big changes that's taken place since these management plans were written is climate change, of course. We've just got a lot of movement happening. And things are moving faster, especially in terms of our facilities, than they have in the past. So we need to make sure that we are able to keep up with maintaining our facility infrastructure, that our management plans are sufficient for our current conditions, and that we're doing the adaptive management that was built into those plans to make sure we're meeting our park goals of maintaining and protecting these Denali ecosystems and providing the opportunity to experience them, not only for ourselves, but for future generations. So a lot of it is holding down the fort and maintaining the protections that are in place for our park resources.
And finally, I asked Brooke, was there anything else we needed to know about Denali National Park and Preserve?
Well, this year is a special year for us. It's our 100th year anniversary of when we started having a working dog kennel in the park. That was started by the first superintendent of Denali, Harry Karstens. And so this weekend and all summer long, we've been celebrating having this longstanding freight dog operation in the park, and we'll be celebrating on the 12th with a Denali reunion with lots of employees and special guests. So if you're in the area, please come by and join us for that. And we have, of course, our puppy cam and our five puppies that are named after that original dog team. So check that out.
I really do want to thank Brooke Merrill, Superintendent at Denali National Park and Preserve, for joining us here on In Depth Alaska. I'm Tracy Sinclair. Have a great day.